Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Omalika, there is no God like our God. Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of your program, All Eyes on Africa. And I'm going to be the moderator, the host for today, Kemi Fadojitibi. Looking forward to an excitement time. As we all know that President Muhammadu Buhari today arrived at the presidential wing of the Abuja International Airport after his 3 days successful trip to Washington, D.C. It was a historic moment. There was a lot of excitement within the Nigerian community, the African, the friends of Nigeria, and the diaspora. And U.S. President Barack Obama met with Nigeria President Muhammadu Buhari at such an historic meeting between the two leaders in the Oval Office of the White House on Monday, July 20th. And U.S. has pledged to assist and support the African nation in some of the challenges that we are facing. So our main talking point this today is just to talk about these two powerful black men, the historic meeting, and what is the benefit to the Nigeria, to the African, and to the world as a whole. And I'm expecting my guest speaker to call in so that we can start today's episode. So in the meantime, I have a caller in with the last number 4633. I'm going to have you on the air to introduce yourself. Please, who is on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you are on.
Yeah, this is Faminoni.
Dr. Faminoni, thank you so much for calling in. It seems like the number is different from the one that you normally use, so that's why I was on the record.
No, it is 4633, yeah.
Awesome. It's nice to have you back, and we really, really enjoy your contribution. So in a
Thank
nutshell,
you.
Give us your own view, you know, recommendation, observation, what do you think that this historic trip will do to our community?
Well, I believe that this was a very historic meeting, and it gave an opportunity. It was an opportunity, very auspicious occasion, for both Nigeria and America to meet, discuss their differences, their commonalities, and their common interests. I think the mutual understanding and respect which the leaders have for one another was quite evident. And in the final analysis, after a series of meetings with Congress, with various government officials like the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, and the Attorney General of the United States, I think they were able to come to some very good understanding and to some very good resolutions about the relationship between Nigeria and America and how the United States of America is going to help Nigeria face some of our challenges. Challenges in the area of insecurity, challenges in the area of economic revitalization and revival, challenges in the area of corruption, because we want to wage a very vigorous anti-corruption campaign in the country. We also have several other challenges, for example, problems of the diaspora. We have diasporans not being able to vote in previous elections in Nigeria. So what is going to happen to the diaspora bill? Will Buhari sign it or not? Are we going to be incorporated? Are we going to be factored into decision-making processes in Nigeria? Will employment opportunities be made available to diaspora Nigerians? All these are very key issues which have been addressed. And I think it's very obvious that the two leaders hit it very, very amicably. They were very friendly. And I think the result of this historic meeting will soon be manifested in the very good rapprochement between America and Nigeria. We believe that very soon, so long as the Nigerian government keeps on a steady course, America certainly will come to the assistance of Nigeria in all these critical areas, sectors, and phases of our national life.
Thank you so very much. I'm going to bring your attention as well as I will. Let me give the opportunity to Alex Egbetokun to give us his own analysis on the presidential visit to the United States. Mr. Egbetokun, you are welcome to today's program, and we really appreciate you being part of this historic moment in the life of the Nigerian and the diaspora and Africa as a whole.
Thank you very much, the moderator, Mrs. Farrakhan. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your last name. She's there with me.
That's okay. Father, go ahead, call me Kemi.
I'm going to give you insight into historical event of something similar to this. During the Iraq war, America made the greatest mistake by investing in a relationship that was in peace. What did they do? They supported Saddam Hussein. What happened later? Saddam Hussein started using the same resources that was provided to him against American interests. Now, let's look at this thing carefully. It is the beginning of what I will call freedom revolution. Revolution in the sense that every Nigerian loves their country. Look at how much money Nigerians are remitting home every year. It's more than the budget. But unfortunately, the government, she don't get it. My take is very simple. they end up in what I call conflict of will. Now it's now for the people to start organizing themselves, especially the Nigerians here. This is not about blaming one another. What can we do now? The media needs to be at the forefront. We don't want to eliminate all these associations, but we want to make sure that we have like a coordinating, community organizing group, bringing all these groups together, and by that it's easier for the government to be able to do hear from our side, understand our problem, and then the government can do the right thing. Remember, this system is called government for the people by the people. If Nigerians are not involved, we're still going to be having a problem. Now go back to the problem again. Two major problems are destructive forces which has been affecting Nigerians, and that is tribalism and isolationism. I would like to submit this. What I'm going to say in my conclusion, because I do not want you guys to misunderstand me, it is just the beginning. We have a lot of work to do. American, from American leadership side, they were able to let us know what matters to them, humanity. We want you guys to treat one another. We want a caring society. That is what they were saying. Some people do not get it. This is not about, they want to be our friends. They want to be African friends. And they recognize that without Nigeria, we cannot solve African problems. So now remember, this is an internet-driven problem. So everybody needs to roll our sleeves and get back to work. And I think I can say this to you, this afternoon I've committed to play my role. About 2 hours ago, I met the president of the World Ebola Organization, and I challenged him. I want everybody in Nigeria to come together. The era of Yoruba Igbo is gone. Hausa is gone. You want to see, just show us your heritage. Because we cannot avoid to lose this good opportunity. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for. And I believe God is on our side. It's now up to us to take this freedom and fly with it. But I know one thing. With freedom comes prosperity. With freedom comes happiness. I want to see everybody from all over the world going to Nigeria. Saying good things about Nigerians. Because God, that is your land. It is your land. It is my land. It is time for us to do the right thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Alex Egbetokun. Talking about humanity, before talking about what is next, please let's talk about more about humanity and how American is willing to help us. I was reading in one of the papers this afternoon, and Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, Democrat from Florida, held a press conference on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday. Tuesday, July 24th, to call for the help and attention of the still missing 200 plus Nigerian schoolgirls. So your response to that before we move to what is next on our agenda to move Nigeria forward. Dr. Farimoni, please.
Farimoni. Yes, Modrito, I believe that the Shepherd bring back our girls campaign is receiving adequate reception and adequate attention by this new Buhari government. As a matter of fact, I read an interview conducted by the president in which he said that they are even willing to negotiate with Boko Haram provided they can identify authentic leadership, provided the authentic leadership of Boko Haram can come forward and that can they can produce the cheaper girls, they are willing to negotiate with them. And in fact, it is a top priority of the Buhari government to get back these girls. And I think the U.S. government has also promised to render all possible assistance in ensuring that these girls come back. As far as other aspects of humanity are concerned, I believe that in the meeting between the U.S. Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and the Nigerian delegation, they were sure that Nigerian judicial officials will be trained by the U.S. in the area of anti-corruption fight. You know, they want to strengthen the judicial system so that we can fight corruption more effectively and also help us trace all the money that have been looted from the country and hidden in foreign bank accounts. For example, I understand that over 1 million barrels of oil every day were stolen by the past government officials. So the United States want to help us to trace that money so that that money can be recovered, and when they are repatriated to Nigeria, they can be used to enhance the welfare of Nigerians and, of course, humanity generally. So I believe that the government is very sensitive in that area. We want to promote and maximize the welfare of Nigerians, and I think the American government wants to help us as much as possible.
Thank you very much, Dr. Fadley Money. I was going to ask the National, Nigerian American Lawyers Association this question tomorrow when I have them on the air. And I'm going to ask you that same question now because we're talking about the security, business, investment, judiciary, and energy issues. What should we be expecting after this historic visit? And, Doctor, you can go, or Mr. Alex Egbetokun.
Yes, I believe that. Okay, go ahead, please.
No, go ahead, Doc. It's okay.
Okay, I believe that Nigerian businessmen and American businessmen have a forum to come together. I believe that when the delegation came here, they met the American Chamber of Commerce, they met the Corporate Council on Africa, and I think there's a good understanding that the environment of Nigeria is friendly enough for an inflow, a substantial inflow of investment capital. I think that also we begin to see a lot of foreign investors going to Nigeria to invest in critical sectors like agriculture, like power, and possibly even security in order to help us to strengthen the defense industries cooperation of Nigeria. So there is no doubt that if this government, if this new Buhari government stays on a steady course and keeps pace with what she has been saying, then, of course, America, not just America, other G7 powers are going to come to the assistance of Nigeria. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Because everybody says that Nigeria is the hope of Africa, in fact, the hope of the black world. And they are determined to assist Nigeria so long as Nigeria keeps on a steady progressive path.
I will agree with that, and I want to thank you for bringing that up. The truth of it is that the treasure we take for America to fully go in. It's time for the Russian people to understand that when America comes in, they go in to solve problems. We don't go in to acquire territory. That is not American desire. It is never. People could be misunderstood. During the era of nationalism, the era whereby Nigerians are seeking their independence, there was a law they had in Nigeria that time which says that non-Nigerians cannot have some ownership rights in organizations. That law was what they used to change British Petroleum to African Petroleum. The truth is this. There are some things that we cannot do that other people can do better. That was a big mistake there. We learn from it. I think it's important for me to share with you an incident with Nelson Mandela. After they released Nelson Mandela from prison, most of the South African citizens were saying, drive up the white people. You don't need them. And Mandela said, look at this. Look at that. Who is doing it? They are the one providing it. Are you ready to do all this? Tell me who can do it better. And what I'm trying to say is, we'll be deceiving ourselves if they only do us better. We need America when it comes to this electric issue. We need them because they share similar experience with us. Our struggle and America's struggle are the same. So they understand what it takes when they want to do things and get it better. Unfortunately, the differences in perception keep on widening the gap of trust. The stage has been set, and I think everybody from here to do everything possible. Let's take this as a campaign, making sure that we're talking about it. I believe when we're talking about something, other people will hear you, they will take interest, and then we can move forward. Just to remind you, only 5% of Nigerians can travel out. So we see a lot of people in Nigeria in darkness. Okay? So me and you, Doctor, and every Nigerian that are here, Nigerian descendants, it's time for us to get back to work. And I'm sure at the end we can fly that liberty light and say we did it. We go back, we restore the glory back to Nigeria. We can do it. Thank you so much.
Indeed, we can do it. And that's one of the main keywords or topics during the President Muhammadu Buhari speech. He said fixing Nigeria is a collective responsibility. You know that fighting against corruption is a full-time job on its own. As well as he said, I will go slow and steady, but we will surely get there. And he said he will lead by example. So to round these things up, although he said he rejected same-sex marriage, but you know all these are things that is facing our country. And before we round up, I will give the opportunity again to Dr. Fan Limoni to please shed some light.
The moderator, if you allow me.
Yes,
I was born in
Lagos.
I grew up in the north. And when I was young, there's what we call Dandawudu. Dandawudu are gay. Okay, let's be truthful. I promise to be truthful on this issue. Gay has been in Nigeria for long. It's not new. Nigeria needs to start being truthful. If you live in the north, I live in Kano, Kaduna, Sokoto. There are gays there. And everybody in the community knows it. You see, the issue of gay is a controversial issue. And I hope before that Nigeria will be open-minded and understand where I'm coming from. It is the issue of people rights. It is not a religious issue. It is not an issue. It is an issue of inclusion. It's a new era, and we need to put our religion aside. We are all children of one God, even though the time is not right for Nigeria to understand that. It's like we are talking about prison. The research showing us now that out of 70 children, there's possibility that it's one. It might be my children. There are more to the gay issue that the public in Nigeria needs to understand. There are signs for it. We cannot just say it's a matter of choice. You see, the government does not decide who you marry. You only go to government to recognize your choice. And let me be clear to this. You see, the law of the United States is outdated when it comes to marriage relationship. For example, the word rape. Have you ever heard that female to female are charged for rape? Because if they cannot go to court and defend that, it does not exist. That definition of rape is based on between female and male. Okay? But we need a lot of evidence that Women rape women, men rape men. People keep on misunderstanding the Supreme Court. And as I said, this is not the time to engage in controversial issues. We need time for Nigerians to understand that. And remember again, to our disadvantage, Nigeria is one of the adult illiterate nations. So, the perception, the misunderstanding, we've got to be careful how we go about it. And I think President Buhari did very well.
Thank you so very much.
He did very well on that.
Thank you. Dr.
Hamiloni.
Before we round up, time go by so fast. I can't believe it's almost time to call this episode a day. But I want to use the opportunity as well to have you introduce yourself to my listeners and my audience. And please, let's round up. What is next? What should we expect?
My name is Kayode Familoni. I am an economist. I'm a research professor, former chairman of the Department of Economics, University of Lagos. I believe that this occasion of our leadership meeting together is a very auspicious occasion. Buhari coming here is very strategic and is very wise. I believe that the good reception, the welcome, the red carpet reception given our delegation indicates America's readiness to help us revitalize our society and our economy. But simply because we want America to help us does not mean, Ms. Moderator, that America and Nigeria should kowtow to every demand of America. We must realize that we got independence from colonialism, the economic, political colonialism. Now we are entering a new era of cultural neo-imperialism. Same-sex marriage is not the kind of thing that Africans want to deal with. So we should be very, very much aware of this. Even though we want to collaborate economically, diplomatically, politically, we do not want cultural domination. And so if America has same-sex marriage, that does not mean that we must have same-sex marriage in Africa. I just want to add that. But we are willing to collaborate harmoniously in every other sector, in every other sphere of human life. And I think things are looking up and possibly in that direction.
Mr. Alex Egbetokun.
Thank you very much, Ms. Moderator. My name is Alexander Egbetokun. I have a background in political economics, I love policy, and I've asked a lot of candidates to put their thoughts together. And the time is turning against us. What I would like to say is, and I agree with Dr. Nigerian, people don't need to agree with all American reports. But at the same time, we both sides have realized there's need for us to work together. And this is the beginning of this relationship. The future looks very bright for every one of us, the American people and Nigerian people. And I think it's going to be able to help to solve American problem in the future, i.e. the problem of refusing African-American who wants to go back home. Okay? At least they have a place they can call on. Once things start getting improving in Nigeria, definitely it's going to change a lot of things. And I need to remind you all again that we are at the stage of the sixth phase of globalization. The world is flat, according to Freeman. What simply means is that what is going on in Nigeria has spread quickly. What is going on in America spread quickly. Communication now is very, very fast. Which means we need to find a way to accommodate one another differences. Definitely, there's going to be issue of cultural conflict.
Thank you so very much, gentlemen, for your contribution. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us in this historic event. I'm looking forward to having you on the program again, and I will say thank you so very much once again. And to my listeners, let's do this again tomorrow, same time, same place, on your program, All Eyes on Africa. Thank you and good night.
Bye-bye.